And now here we are for our roundtable, which is a part two. Last week, if you were with us, you heard that we talked about this topic from the guy's perspective, namely dating, why we do or don't ask you out. So this time around, we have three ladies in the studio to join me in talking about why we did or did not turn you down. And so what are some things are just necessary, some things are preferences, and we're going to talk about them all here. So fortunately, we have Emily, Ray, Hannah, and Eva here. Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Excellent. Okay, so all of us, you know, we're going to be honest about this, okay? Because now Eva is actually married, so she finally did eventually say yes to one guy, at least.
Yes. Like, just one. Don't worry.
But now I'm sure she gives him various input, you know, as a married person of like, you may, you know, let's not do that, or you may not want to wear that or whatever. So that's good. Although you were telling me that your fashion has trended more towards his, which is weird.
It has. I wear way more blue now than I used to. I used to never wear blue, and now it's like I'm so used to looking at his closet, which is all blue. I wear blue all the time now.
Okay. Well, there's a little tip. That's interesting. So I want to just start out by asking, like, what, when you think of this topic, what, I mean, is it kind of a weird thing for you? Do you think this is like something that you just intuitively do? Or have you actually thought through, are you more the practical person that's like, okay, if someone asks me out, I'm going to make a logical decision based on should I or shouldn't I? Or is it just going to be like, you're just going to call it as it is? What would you say?
I would say call it as it is for me. I am more of like go with the flow. And so when it comes to a guy asking me out, I would say it's really how he first interacts with me. So if he's coming up all cocky and everything, I immediately turn him down in my head, whether he asked me out or not. Because one of the pet peeves I have is a lack of humbleness. Mm-hmm. I don't like that in a person. Mm-hmm. So like, even if the person is attractive or not, if he indicates that he is all full of himself, automatically I have him on the no list.
Yeah. And that's actually an interesting point that you bring up, because I had a guy approach me one time, and basically I had not met him before. It was at a speaking gig where I was speaking to a group of people, and he came up to me afterwards and he said, "You are going to go out with me."
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
You would think that that should be a compliment, but I just had so... just in that moment was like, because I didn't know a thing about him. So I'm either like, you are either like have got pathologically something going on. And so I had to just completely dismiss him. And there was nothing complimentary about that statement whatsoever. So I would say that's a big no.
Well, I've definitely turned down a couple guys who they came up to me and they told me that God had told them that we were supposed to be together.
Well, that's the same thing, except
like, keep it to yourself, because if he's not talking, if God hasn't talked to me yet, then I don't want to hear that, because it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Like, even if you feel like God has told you, like, hey, this is the person, you don't need to lead with that.
Absolutely.
There was a guy that I was talking to for an entire summer who, from the very first day, he was like, "Hey, Hannah, I just really think that we're supposed to be together and that we're going to have this really great relationship." And I'm like, you know what? You're nice. You're funny. I was into him. And I was like, let's see where this goes. The guy had absolutely no actions to back up his words. And so eventually I just kind of was like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. And then he kept reaching out like at least three separate times. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I've prayed about this and I just really think God wants us together. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do about it? And mm-hmm. he never stepped up his game. He never manned up and actually just stepped out and made plans and made it look like he wanted to pursue me. It was just a lot of words and a lot of, you know, this is what I want. I want a relationship with you. So I'm like, where's the action behind that kind of thing?
Well, and building on what you're saying, Hannah, I feel like I want to know it's actually a date that you're asking me on. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the vague, you know, some of the vagueness, like if it's a date, call it a date. Mm-hmm. Say, I want to take you on a date for dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, not in a super aggressive way, to your point, but like, I don't know if a coffee or if a lunch, is that a date? Is that a get to me? Call it a date.
Yeah.
If it's a date, call it a date.
Mm-hmm. Going off of that, I hate it. Well, I loathe when guys use social media to ask you out.
Oh, my gosh.
See, like, even if you're a shy guy, if you're interested, you have to be very intentional. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if it's something you want to pursue, do it face to face. Don't use Facebook. Don't use Instagram. Mm-hmm. One time I had this guy who was interested in me. I wasn't interested in him, but he used all social platforms possible to find me on, but he never came to me in person. And just because of that weird interaction, I was like, please, no, yeah. just stop.
I actually had a guy ask me out via Words with Friends. So I was just saying, at this point, like, social media is a step up from that. But no, I'm totally on the same page. I'm like, you need to either pick up the phone or ask me in person and call it a date, like Eva said, mm-hmm. and be mm-hmm. like, because again, I'm the one that's immediately going to go to the awkwardness of like, mm-hmm. okay, well, I'm going to bring my wallet because, and I have been on dates. You think this is just like some fictional farce, but I have been on dates where the guy is short on money or does the awkward, like, well, I don't know, should we split it? And I'm like, seriously, you like chose this place and whatever, and you want me to split it. Don't even go there, guys. Ugh, can't even. And if you have a reputation for doing that, you will get turned down. Oh, yeah. That's just, yeah, it's just disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about age. What about age parameters? Because personally, I feel like I stretch my age parameters a bit. I feel like I'm pretty mm-hmm. generous. But I have to say, too young or too old is also going to be a no. Mm-hmm.
I think, so when I was back before I had met my husband, when I was 24, I went on a date with a guy that was 36. And it felt a little old, mm-hmm. and it was for mm-hmm. me. Like, I kind of feel like, I don't know, there's something in like the 10-year mark that mm-hmm. that's about as older, and then I don't think you'd want to go 10 years younger. you know, so I think, I don't know, I think it really depends on the person. Mm-hmm. But I think with in general, you should not discount going out with somebody, you know, younger than you or older than you. Like, if you're a guy and you like a woman who's 4 years older, still ask her out. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. it can be really successful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. How about you guys on age?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It's funny. I was just talking to Emily Ray about this earlier, actually. It really does depend on the person, and it depends on the maturity level of the person. You know, I'm 21, so I don't think I would date a 17-year-old right now. I'm not going to go that young. But, you know, if I met somebody...
Hey, it's only 4 years.
Yeah, it's only... Exactly. It's only a 4-year difference. Yeah. It really depends on the direction there. But but I remember there was this one guy. I was... I live in D.C., and so I was waiting outside of the metro to metro into D.C., and this guy comes up to me, and he says... Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but I just couldn't help but notice how beautiful you are. And I'm like, okay, that's nice, but that was so cheesy and just kind of weird. And then, so that kind of turned me off from the start. Like, maybe that's supposed to be nice, but just the way he went about it was super weird. But then we started talking more, and I realized he was 10 years older than me. And I said, I don't think so. Because I was only 18 at the time. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I told him my age, and then he was still pushy about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we've already established that you're quite a bit older than me, so yeah. I'm sorry, but I can't. And he's like, what does age matter? And I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. So, yeah, age shouldn't it shouldn't be the only thing, but it is a factor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't want to go with somebody who's going to be just in a completely different life stage as you. Mm-hmm. I think a few years is fine. Okay. And I would definitely date somebody who's a few years older than me. But I think 10 years, if they're in a completely different life stage, that's going to make a difference for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I say I have a specific range. Oh, I don't go past 8 years older, and I don't go past 2 years younger.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've established this, but it's just happened. I remember going on a date with this one guy, and I found out he was younger than me. And all right, so when you ask out a girl and she's older than you, it's perfectly fine to admit that you're younger. Mm-hmm. But when you make a big deal about it, about saying, oh, I'm only 6 months younger, that doesn't mean anything. Like, if you have to intentionally say that, that means it means to you. Yeah. So please don't do that.
Okay. I do want to circle back to Hannah's point, because I think that leading in an ask out with something physical about their appearance is super weird. Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. a little off-putting overall. Mm-hmm. So saying, you know, because it's like it either communicates that's the only reason I'm asking you mm-hmm. out, or else I'm like, will you even be listening to me? Are you just going to be like scanning me and or any other woman that's in, mm-hmm. you know, in your sphere? Like the whole like, you have such beautiful eyes. I have to ask you out. Mm-hmm. Oh. Really? I mean, I would hope there's like a little more of a threshold. I don't know for that. Mm-hmm. It just seems, especially for Christian adults, I feel like mm-hmm. there just has to be something going on there. But I also want to ask the bigger question, because I think this speaks into a little bit of what we've been saying here. And then I want to talk about more particulars. What is the line, because guys need to know this, what is the line between intentional, which we all seem to love, and creepy, which no one loves? Guys can have hard time finding that line. What's the difference?
That's hard. I think, personally, creepy is when it, if they know, like, too many details of your life you haven't told them, so they've been somewhat, like, kind of, like, online stalking or, like, clearly talking to you about other people, like, things like, why would you know this? Mm-hmm. I think kind of back to the, like, you know, God told us to be together, kind of like an intensity to the start with.
Intensity is good.
Just kind of a general intensity of, like, it seems like you're a little too eager to go out with me, or you're a little too pushy, or you're a little too aggressive. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of veers on the creepy. And if it's kind of like, personally, I think if they don't kind of take into account who you are or what you would like to do, like, it's nice to be intentional, like, hey, have a restaurant idea in mind, but kind of say, hey, would that sound good with you, rather than be like, we are going to eat here and we're going to do this. Like, to me, that's a little creepy and a little too assertive.
Okay.
Yeah, I think to me, intentional means taking the time to take interest in what I'm interested in and recognizing that and saying, you know, hey, Hannah really likes coffee shops. Why don't I ask her to go and grab a cup of coffee? You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Just something small. Being intentional means being a man and making a plan. That's a good thing to do. But I think it crosses a line when you're just talking way too much on the reg, you know, texting her constantly. I don't know. I remember there was a guy that was very interested in me, apparently, because literally every night I would go to bed and I would wake up to a text message that was multiple paragraphs long, telling me how much he thought I was so great and how much he was into me.
And you hadn't even really dated yet?
Oh, no. Okay. We had gone on maybe one or two dates, and he was so just overbearing and suffocating. At that point, it was just too much. I think it's great to be really sweet and just throw something in here and there, you know, let her know that you're interested and that you care, but don't be suffocating. Don't be overbearing, because that's just too much. You know, I don't need paragraphs telling me why you're interested in me.
I think too, if like the gesture initially is just too much for where you are, like, again, you don't know this person, you haven't gone out with them. Like, I've had guys ask me out by like delivering me a poem. No. Too much. I mean, it's just, because again, kind of to Eva's point, it shows that you've just kind of crafted this story in your head that I'm part of. And I'm like, I don't want to be part of this story yet. So don't invite me into the story at some point, but don't put me in there right now. I mean, that's just a little too much. Whoa, sharing too many personal stories here, people. No, it's all good. I also want to put it out there generally, and get your guys' feedback on this, because I think, sadly, sometimes this just has to be said. There is a song about this. It is called Scrubs. and it's just like, I just will not, at this point in my life, date a guy who, when I say jobless, I mean chronically jobless. Mm. Okay, I think that if you are dating, you should be in a position to marry at some point and take this to its logical conclusion and not just be dating like you're in high school. And so, I mean, there, it's different between you're between jobs or you're changing careers or you're whatever, but just like, you know, the guy who's hanging out the side of the, you know, the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
Nope.
Not okay. No. And I don't, and I've had guys get belligerent with me about this. They're just kind of living a frat lifestyle and very just directionless, not knowing what they're about and stuff. And guys, you just need to own it. I don't know. I just feel like that's an attitude thing. It's just a where you are in life kind of thing. I don't know. Have you guys seen that play out at all?
Yeah, I have. And I think part of it, too, it's a season thing. Like, if you are a guy that's in between jobs, you know, you're not lying about, but what are you doing in that season to be intentional? Mm-hmm. Like, are you getting certification for something else? Are you actively applying? Are you using your time to volunteer? Like, in general, I don't think dating a jobless guy is super attractive, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But if he's using the season, he's a student, he's getting, you know, doing something else, I think that it, you know, that can counterbalance, as long as it's like, okay, you have a plan for your life that you're working on.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. But then there's the extent of, let's say you're in college and you keep on putting off trying to find a job. So you just switch degrees over and over and over.
Or you get another
again.
Degree.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No, I'm going to start this PhD program. And then it's like, when are you going to start that? Exactly. And what is the natural conclusion of that?
Yes.
Totally. Yeah.
Because I know people like that. And I'm like, eventually you're going to have to like get up, move on. You know, there's only so many rotations you can make at one spot. And if you're not actively seeking to move forward, then it means you're not mature in that area. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I would consider whenever going out with a guy of, is he actively pursuing movement forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other preference things that y'all can think of that you think might play into the minds of a lot of different women that you've heard from friends that are...
I think leading a relatively healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean like taking care of yourself, like not becoming a gym rat, but like being active, not just, you know, living on pizza and wings mm-hmm. and, you know, like playing video games, mm-hmm. leading kind of an active, relatively healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think that's attractive to most women.
Yeah.
And gaining skills too in different areas. So like going off what you said, playing video games the whole time during the day, it's probably not going to like advance you in any way, or at least to some extent, you know. But like finding stuff that is really interesting. So like maybe you want to become a pyrotechnician, so you figure out ways to become one, or maybe you decide to go and be an expert kayaker, mm-hmm. like whatever. Something to where you're finding pleasure and you're gaining skills in what you do rather than just waiting for someone to give you something to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think too, just even expanding that a little bit is leading, you know, Eva described it as a healthy life. I would say a full life. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of where you're going with that. And that means that you are, you know, you're involved in a church, you are serving others in some capacity, you are about, to Emily Ray's point, a bunch of different things. You're not, like, it's very much a turnoff to me if a guy has got one hobby and he's obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, I mean, there are things that I'm really into, but I cannot, you know, people that are like going to conventions for all manner of very particular hobbies. I will not mention anything in particular, but I have been asked out by those guys. Anyway, so just, you've got to be well-rounded. You know, that's just people ask that in job interviews. You know, I mean, it's like, think of this as an interview of like, how, yeah, are you interested in other people? Are you able to carry on a conversation? Do you ask good questions of anyone, not just the people you're interested in? I think that would be valuable as well. Let's talk a little bit here about faith, because one of our listeners, Carissa, had basically said she doesn't turn down a first date with someone unless they're not a believer. Like, that is her, you know, anyone else she will go out with once. I will say, at this point in my life, having a reference sounds really ridiculous, but like if someone has recommended this person to me, like, I think you guys would be a good fit and I know their character and whatever, that's different for me. But otherwise, I would say I feel like they need to have a vibrant, mature faith mm-hmm. at this point, because I'm like, I'm not 19 anymore, people, you know. So I don't know. Where do you guys see? How do you ferret out the awkward faith situation? Mm-hmm.
I would say that you have to be actively pursuing God, mm-hmm. not just talking about him. Like, because I know there are Christian guys out there who are Christians, but then because they don't follow through with their faith, again, they mm-hmm. don't move forward. It's all about moving forward to me. Mm-hmm. But like, you have to actively seek maturity in that respect, mm-hmm. As well as, like, for me, when it comes to a guy asking me out, he needs to be a Christian, but he also doesn't need red flags everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, red flags would be like he's still living at home in the basement, you know, not doing anything, or like his personality doesn't match with mine. Again, that can all be relative, because you can meet a guy and then realize that he has a great personality, you just misjudged it. So you have to be flexible in that part. But when it comes to faith, I would say if it's just talk, then it's wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think just at this point in my life, I need to be with somebody who is not just going to be a Christian, but who's going to be somebody who can challenge me in my faith and constantly push me to grow and to change and to go closer to Jesus every day, because, you know, if you're not growing closer to the Lord, then why are you in a relationship with this person? That's the point of community. It's a point of relationships. Mm-hmm. It was created by God to be a good thing. And so I want to be able to know that I'm going to get closer to God through this person. And that doesn't make them, you know, my number one spiritual person. Like, that's not that I'm dependent on them, but that we can be counterparts in the relationship. And I want to know mm-hmm. that he's going to be strong enough in his faith to do that. And I think one of the questions that I really like to ask a guy that I'm interested in there that I just started dating is, so what are you studying in your Bible, in your Bible study right now? You know, mm-hmm. what are you doing in your daily devotions? And just kind of feeling it out and seeing, like, you know, is he studying something specific right now? Is he learning anything? I like to see what kind of lessons God is teaching him at that present moment. Sometimes I get crickets and sometimes I get really good answers, but that really tells me something about where he is with the Lord.
That's good.
Yeah, I think, like, you know, be the type of guy who is reading mm-hmm. or listening to podcasts, not just attending church on Sunday, mm-hmm. but, like, actually active in your faith. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. because I think it's very obvious as a woman, kind of to Hannah's point here, whether or not they actually are sincerely following mm-hmm. Christ and are Christian. A couple questions in, you know, if they're kind of faltering and don't have a lot to say, it's like, well, clearly you're not reading books or listening to podcasts or reading your Bible or mm-hmm. in a community.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and the last thing that we want from them is for us to have to call all the shots. I mean, yes. if this ends up in a relationship, I mean, guys that have asked me, you know, yeah, I don't know, I'm just like looking for a church. Where do you go? What do you want to, and then, you mm-hmm. know, Bible study, like, oh, well, I, you know, I don't know, tell me about your Bible. Just kind of like, yeah, you need to be evidencing that you are actually pursuing that for you, mm-hmm. not just for your dating potential, you know, mm-hmm. to like look, because again, I always say, and I'm hoping Eva can attest to this, that how you are in dating is how you're going to be in marriage. And
yeah,
it's only
people don't change that much, really. Like, who right. you see is who you see yeah. you get.
Right. Yeah, it's not like you're going to get married and all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, strumming the guitar with all your kids leading worship songs by the choir. You know, that's what my friend literally thought she was going to marry that. And her husband's an engineer and he actually loves the Lord. But he's like, I'm not playing no guitar, let me tell you that. So, I mean, I'm just grateful that he was strong enough to say that and evidenced his faith in other ways. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Okay, final question. And this is a similar question to what I asked the guys last week. What advice or encouragement do you have for a guy who keeps getting turned down?
I would just say keep trying and keep working on you and your own character and who you are, and maybe asking, you know, close guy friends, or not the girl that turned you down, but like, hey, do you think there's some blind spots in my life? Like, do you know why I might be turning you down? And maybe, you know, your buddy's going to say, yeah, you kind of come on too strong, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But like, I would say don't give up. Mm-hmm. Like, keep asking, keep trying, have hope. But also, maybe there are some things on you could work on. Maybe you are spending a lot of your time playing video games and you're living with your parents and you don't have a job. Like, well, maybe it's time to get a little more direction. Or maybe you do have a job and you have interests and you just keep getting turned down. So, like, don't give up, because the right person will come along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Because, you can't stop asking, because you never know which door the Lord's going to open. And you won't have the opportunity to do so if you don't give him that opportunity. But I think for me, one of the most important things is, please build a friendship first, because it's very rare that I will say yes to a date with a guy that I've never even met before, or that I very vaguely know, you know, unless maybe some friends set us up or something like that. Like, if I don't know you, I'm probably not going to say yes, because I don't know what I'm saying yes to. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I genuinely appreciate it when a guy takes the time to just hang out with me and get to know me and we talk for a little bit, because it'll give you time to kind of feel out the situation and see, maybe she could be interested in me. I don't know. Not that you have to be stuck in the friend zone for years, but just a little bit of time in the beginning, just kind of feel out and see if you even have a good friendship. Because if you have a good friendship, you can have a good relationship, but it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say for a guy who gets repeatedly turned down, to find ways where he can improve himself, not to get dates, but to feel, I guess, successful in his own way. I would say when it comes to a guy, he shouldn't change in order to get a girl's heart, because if he has to change in order to get her heart, then they're not meant for each other, you know. Mm-hmm. But just find ways to improve who he is as a person, as well as, all right, let's get superficial here, as well as his looks. You know, like, if you're going to wear a baggy t-shirt or, like, gym shorts everywhere, you're probably not going to get a classy chick if you want that type of person. But finding ways that you could prove yourself both physically, maturity-wise, or, like, skill-wise. And then, again, like they were saying, not give up and just continuing to pursue God and find new people you can meet and grow with.
Yeah, great ideas, ladies. I would say, just to add to all of that, which was great advice, err on the side of moving more toward community, more toward people. Integrate with people at your church. Find new groups of people to hang out with. Just become a better, more emotionally intelligent person in community. And serve others. You know, don't freak out about, like, what am I getting from this? What is this? Why don't I have a date? Whatever. Just focus on serving other people and pouring yourself out. You'll grow in maturity, as well as people will kind of perk up and be like, hey, who's that dude? What's he about? You know, because you have to be seen. You don't want to move into isolation. So thanks, ladies, so much. This was great.
Thanks.